silences between words and the silences between sounds are different silences, but both arrive at a punctuation that disguise our reactions and give time for our responses. Even the most simple conjunction of times becomes complex, and we love that complexity.
If you have difficulty putting together what you see and hear, allow it gently perhaps to flow over you, and if you have difficulty understanding what we might call poetry, allow that to flow over you also. What you want to hear will have done its work anyway, and you can relax and trust that slowly, as we continue, some sense will slowly be made. Slowly. Meaning is what accumulates in collaboration between what happens in the gaps between words and the gaps between thoughts. It's not necessary that all of us immediately understand everything that is happening.
We are trying to perform in the present, but you are living also the past of your recognition and the future of your expectations, which are our constant companions. With us in the room are our histories and our hopes, not least the hope of a nice meal and a cold beer. With us are all of the people we have spoken with today. Some of the times deliberately collide, and some have just collided. Counterpoint assumes a love between the parts. I must be exactly myself, and at the same time, I must give up myself exactly to the person next to me. Counterpoint assumes a love between the parts. In this act of relinquishing self, we experience a momentary freedom, as though we had looked briefly away. Sharing time can be as awkwardly intimate as sharing the lift. Sharing time can be as awkwardly intimate as sharing the lift.
Our simultaneous histories also awkwardly overlap. Events which we perceive as points on a timeline coexist in our memories. This piece was written and is being performed in a line, starting at the beginning and continuing until the end. As soon as we begin to perform, however, time begins to riot. What comes first determines what can happen next, and what happens next alters what has come before. Our perception of the speed at which time is passing is completely shifted by a darkened room and an enforced state of attention. Things appear to either speed up or, alternatively, to slow down. Not only must things change, but the rate at which they change should also change. Or patterns of predictability and unpredictability must be both predictable and unpredictable. Composition is what happens in the gap between one thought and the next thought. Meaning arises between things and is altered by their relationship. Flow is an accident of the attempt to get from one event to the next event. Things which only flow give us nothing against which to read the flow.